On the nature of the powers of those called mystics by the Ruhuli people, the magic, if it can be called such, is an extension of abilities already granted to men by whomever or whatever created them. Though they may appear as a manipulation of the elements in a fantastic, unexplainable manner, this is merely the outward appearance. These abilities are easily quantified and categorized. From Commentary on the Schema, Volume 1. Beryl fought down the voices clamoring within his mind. What Laurel had done, what she had become, Beryl hadn't thought possible. Not this time, not again. His memories from that time in his past were scattered, partitioned away in the far corners of his mind where he kept the voices. And that sword the outcast boy had with him? Beryl growled to himself and limped through the narrow halls of the Rotarilar Warren, pushing back the voices and the memories. He strode through the less used passages, grateful that he hadn't encountered anyone up to that point. He so rarely left the comfort of his smithy, and he was more than a little surly at having to leave it now. But Kari had summoned him, and despite the majority of the voices in his mind protesting the fact, she was now the leader of the Rotarilar. Kari waited for him further down the passage, one foot tapping impatiently against the sand-strewn floor. A crack in the ceiling allowed a narrow beam of light to filter down over the woman's face, lightening the cloudy expression which darkened her features. Her once black hair shone with gray. Beryl remembered when she'd first come to the Rotarilar, so many years ago. He'd been old even then. Kari, however, had aged far more gracefully.
"What was so sans cursed important that it couldn't be discussed in my forge?" Beryl asked without preamble.
Kari scowled, but gestured for Beryl to follow her. Beryl didn't move.
"What do you need?"
Beryl repeated, an edge of gruffness creeping into his voice. "What's put you in such a foul mood, Beryl?" The voices shouted a half dozen different responses, none of which would have earned him the woman's praise. Instead, Beryl simply grunted. "You've been like this ever since we got back from—" Kari hesitated. "From the Oasis."
"Is there a point to all this?"
Kari's lips hardened into a thin line and the set of her jaw firmed. Beryl noted the shift in emotion, but didn't care. "You know something about what happened, don't you? Laurel, she's still out, even now, a whole fortnight later. She mutters strange things in her sleep, things about blood and death." The voices rose to shouts within his mind.
"Old things are awakening," Beryl said, echoing one of the voices. "With the Janissari gone, I fear things have been set in motion that should have remained still."
"Are they truly gone, Beryl? How do you know?" Beryl didn't answer at first, listening to one of the voices. People often thought him slow of thought, those that didn't know him at least. Most times, however, the delay came not from a lack of thought, but from trying to decide which of the voices to allow precedence. Usually, he simply ignored them all. But every now and then, one of the voices was able to come up with a modicum of sense.